As a doctor, I want to make sure that patients can actually get affordable, high-quality care. The website was supposed to be the easy part of this. So I see actually this is just the tip of the iceberg of problems with bigger problems to come. The president made promises that this was going to be cheaper than your cell phone bill, easier to use than Amazon, and you could keep your doctor. People all across the country, George, are seeing that's just not true.
All right, that was Senator John Barrasso, Republican from Wyoming, echoing the sentiments of many, not just the Republicans in Washington and outside of the Beltway. That's where we are. America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Healthcare, schmealthcare. We thought it was affordable. We were forced to get it by January 1st or else pay a penalty. Now that deadline extended to March 31st. But what are you really getting? We don't know, because once again, the website had more problems. It crashed over the weekend on Sunday, and it was up and going on Monday. But the weekend is when a lot of people were trying to once again sign up and found that they had more problems that they were confronted with when they went to healthcare.gov. Because this is the thing. Maybe there's some people that think they're going to get great affordable health care, and so they are seeking it. They're looking for that information. But a lot of people are afraid. They don't want to pay a fine. They don't want to be fined by the IRS. So they're going to the website to find out what it's about, and they can't shop around. They don't understand what the plans are and what the coverage is. Because for most of the plans, the deductibles are $10,000, $12,000. The premiums, a couple of hundred bucks a month or so. And what does that mean for the doctors that they get to see or the kind of coverage that they receive? And that varies. And that's what people are confused about. So when the White House over the weekend was saying, whoop, the site is up and running, baby, we are smooth as silk, it was anything but. It had collapsed again. Only this time, it wasn't because there wasn't enough bandwidth, in other words, because so many people were going there, it was exploding it and shutting it down. It was another issue that they were having with Verizon, ultimately, with the website. So whether it's not user-friendly, kicking you out with passwords and whatnot, or it just flat-out crashes, people are frustrated who are going to healthcare.gov. And to think, $300 million, that's what it costs. $300 million to put this up. And now the conversation is about the White House knowing back in 2010 that a lot of people would end up being stuck with plans they didn't want that they would lose because of affordable health care. 10 million people that, like their doctor, can't go to their doctor anymore because of what they are signing up for, what they have to sign up for. It's part of what's happening with health insurance plans. So current health insurance plans are changing. What's sad is it really is a ruse to move people to the exchanges, because they need healthy bodies, young people, people to sign up for the healthcare exchanges. Otherwise, they don't have them. They won't thrive. And for the people who can't afford health insurance, they need all those other people being shoved off of their health insurance plans to jump into the exchanges so that it works. So that it works. So you have people that have, some people, about, they say about at least 10 million or so, maybe more, that have gotten dumped from their health insurance plan, and they were frustrated in trying to buy a new one because they couldn't get on the website. So they're kind of cut out of health care for the moment as they try to figure that out. You know, so it comes down to the same thing. Is Obamacare, with these glitches and everything else, in the end, going to be hailed as a fantastic success? Or are people going to lament years from now the fact that affordable health care wasn't killed? Which will it be? Well, you have the exchanges versus employer health insurance. You have premiums versus also the deductibles. So for a lot of people, it's changing. The thing that's the best is the pre-existing conditions. Otherwise, there's a lot of problems in trying to force people to jump into these exchanges where they don't want to be a part of the exchange. But they have no choice if they can't go to the doctor, go to the current doctor, and they're shoved off their, if they're blatantly shoved off their plan, then they're going to have to go someplace else, especially if they have children. Especially with children. So this conversation is far from over, my friends. Far, far, far from over. The other big ripple coming out of the pond in Washington is the NSA. And what is going to happen? And who are we spying on? And in the end, what are we doing? Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, you're our leadoff woman. What's on your mind?
Well, welcome to the United States of the Twilight Zone. Jeez. Anybody that thinks Obama was clueless? Well, okay. We must have the most torpid White House ever in the history of the United States. I swear, I mean, he has to know. He's just not functioning.
Well, how does he not? How does he not know? Like, you're right. How does he not know about the NSA problems? How does he not know or what's happening there? How does he not know about what's happening with affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare? How can he not know that? That's his signature legislation. That doesn't make any sense to me.
He knows.
Yeah, they're just covering it up.
And Connie has gotten so good at conning that, I mean, I listen to this crap day in, day out. I'm like, okay, either Americans are really dumbed down or they're just too lazy to start really complaining. And I mean complaining heavy.
Yeah.
We have an entire administration waging predatory war on the citizens of America. And nobody wants to do anything about it, not even all the clowns sitting in the House or the Senate. Of course, we can't expect much out of the Senate, not as long as Reed's there. That old man needs to retire. But seriously, are you aware that the same company handling this so-called website for Obamacare is the same company that handled billions of dollars for the Hurricane Sandy victims?
Yes, yeah.
And yet those victims received far less than CGI did?
Yeah.
Where's the accountability on that?
Yeah, they should have never. Why do they have them? Is who's friends with who, or how do they pick them? Izzy, I agree with you. You know, I said that previously, that they should have never been in charge of this in the first place. Why do they keep contracting out with the wrong people? It makes no sense to me. All right, hang through. What do you think? 855-266-5283. The president says he doesn't know. He just didn't know these things. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Obama says he didn't know that people would lose their current doctor under Obamacare. He also wasn't aware of what was going on with healthcare.gov, the website. In other words, the previous to the rollout, who was hired to do the website and the testing of the website, and then now, of course, what's happened. And also the NSA. He wasn't aware of how deep the NSA was spying on other nations until along came Ed Snowden and told the world that we were spying on them in all different directions. And now suddenly it's like, whoa, well, we didn't realize we were doing that with Angela Merkel. Why would we be tapping her phones and her email? But then we're going to tell her this is what we need to do and convince her that this is the right thing that has to happen. I don't think so. So he must have terrible people that work for him because they're not informing him, briefing him. You know, when Bill Clinton was president, for whatever you think of Bill Clinton, he was, I know two different people. I know two people that worked in the Bush White House and two people that worked in the Clinton White House on a very low level. But they told me the one thing the two presidents had in common is they were briefed like you had never seen. I mean, they would have stacks and stacks of any subject you can imagine, whatever was happening, stacked up for them to read the briefs, read what was going on. Here's what's happening in this agency. Here's what we're chasing after. This is what's going on. At certain points in the Bush administration and throughout the entire Clinton administration. So I find it hard to believe that this president would break course with what other presidents do and not be aware of how specific the NSA was getting. And the same thing with his signature piece of legislation. It just doesn't make any sense. That maybe ignorance is bliss, I don't know. But the buck has to stop somewhere. And there has to be accountability. For goodness sake, there has to be accountability. RC in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Classic Katie.
Hello.
Izzy's a jewel.
She is.
Anyway, people are worried about not being able to see their physician. What's going to happen? It's going to even get worse. If I was a doctor, particularly a private practitioner, mm-hmm. I'd form a group and do concierge medicine. Get a group of people, pay you X amount of dollars, and everything else is free. You opt out of the system.
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen. I think more people will do that, yeah.
And so, in other words, it's going to get worse, a lot worse, before it gets better.
Yeah.
And so that's it. As far as the rest of the stuff, Your explanation upon accountability is just an excellent point. I mean, if you ran something like this, and we talked about this one time before, you CEO or the COO,
uh-huh.
Somebody's head's going to roll.
Yeah, head's going to roll. There's no way. And then if you're in charge and you've put people underneath you who are that... helpless, yeah, incompetent. I was looking for the word because it's got to be something worse than incompetent. Who are that helpless and that are in these big positions? Like, you got to surround yourself with really good people. It doesn't mean you're always gonna get the right person.
You might not be the sharpest knife in the cabinet, but how
yeah.
you get things to go is you hire the best.
That's right, and that's what the presidents do. That's very much that's the way it goes. So goes the cabinet, so goes the president. All those advisors, all those people are so key. So what, did he make terrible choices on every single position?
Well, he pulled out a dartboard and just threw darts.
Yes!
I think some of them need to be criminally liable. I'll go that far.
They'll never do that, though. But you're right. In some cases, Eric Holder, the two people I always thought should have been gone in the beginning were Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary. He didn't even pay his taxes, and they put him in that position. They'll come after us for every nickel, but he didn't pay his taxes until he got the job. Oh, I have back taxes. Whoops, I got to pay him. And then Eric Holder. The head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General, legally there is no higher office in the land. That's an important position, and to have him...
And controls all of it.
Yeah, he controls all of it. The Fast and Furious debacle, oh, we didn't know what happened. Oh, we didn't even know that existed until our Border Patrol agent got shot to death and his family was so upset that, you know, that's when we found out about it. We had no clue. I just find it hard to believe that they're this clueless in Washington.
Well, it's the same thing. In fact, I tell you what, nobody likes this guy, Mr. Carney. I don't want to give Carney a bad name because they work hard in those circuses. He's a Carney, the worst type.
Yeah.
But he's in an untenable position because he's got to lie. I'm afraid to watch him on TV. His nose might grow so fast it'd break my screen out. What else are you gonna do?
I know.
You've got to hold the line.
Yeah,
and
they knew. They knew a lot of these things, and they're just trying to pretend they didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be a merciless, but an exciting few years ahead of
them. Yeah, and that sets us up for 2016. Just remember. what's going to happen in 2016 should be interesting.
God. Well, we got no horses in the race, and neither did they except for Hillary.
Yeah.
I don't really think she's going to master the feat either, so whatever. But so, like I said, it'll be very interesting. Tell Izzy to keep on top of everything and inform me.
Yeah. RC, thanks. We love you, buddy. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, see, you know, you heard what he said. It's he's right. Keep it on top of this stuff. I feel it's like we're like the TMZ. We're in the TMZ of politics. It's crazy. Dale in Missouri. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Kate.
Nutty, what's happening, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. Listen, I've heard my whole life that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Yep, you're right.
And he's our president. And where does he get off not knowing what the law is? I mean, he says he don't know about his own signature law. And, well, if I go to court and I'm in trouble and I say, well, I didn't know it was a law, or I didn't know that about the law, the judge is going to laugh me right out of there.
Yep. Yep.
So, no excuse.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And, Dale, it is bad because, you know, there's a zillion laws in the book, and you really could not know. It could be some prickly little law about something that's going on somewhere, fiduciary responsibility or whatever. But if you claim that in court, you're right. That's not a defense. It does not hold up no matter what the circumstance.
Yeah. I think that there's no excuse, and the American people is going to come to realize that, you know, they've been taken.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. You know, there were a lot of people that said when Obama was running, here's part of the problem. There's not a lot of experience there because he was just a freshman senator to begin with. And before that, he was just for a song. He was a state senator in Illinois.
No.
And so that.
Well, anyway, it's bad, isn't it?
It's bad. It's bad, Dale. Thanks for the call. It's bad because now this lack of experience is showing, or they're not good at the art of spin then, because coming in, this was the administration that was supposed to be transparent. But once the fire is turned up and something happens, which we can name 8 things that have happened in the last 4 months, always the narrative is we weren't aware of that. We didn't know of that. The president had no knowledge of that. He wasn't even informed of that. It's like, wow. Do they not inform this president of anything? I mean, you know, give me a break here. Does not make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense. All right, we're up against it, so hang with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs. Lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Everybody knows by now what a big, giant space geek I am, and it's always fun to have Rod Pyle come on America Tonight, and you all know his history. I mean, he's written a bunch of books. He's done a ton of documentaries, rather, for the History Channel, of course, and Discovery, Modern Marvels, Apollo 11. People really know that one, certainly, but plenty of others as well. I mean, he's such a space expert, and we love having him on, and it's interesting because over the weekend, everybody, at least in my little posse, was talking about gravity, and lo and behold, Gravity is making some serious noise at the box office. I mean, just creaming everything that it comes up against. We're talking about Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Two people, just, I know they're heavyweight actors, but just two people in the movie so far, and I think it's even a little more than this. It's over $170 million that it's gross. So I also think that people are fascinated by space. Rod, thanks for coming back on the show. What do you think? Do you think people are still fascinated by space and it's not just the Sandra Bullock, George Clooney thing?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Thanks for having me on, by the way. I've been reading a lot about this in the popular press and then on, you know, some of the more specialized stuff that I track. And I'm getting the impression that it makes sense, but I think it's less a matter of people still being in space and more a lot of people, especially younger people, saying, I had no idea. You know, if you survey people under 30, you'd be amazed how many of them don't, you know, they kind of know this, the space station thing or something, but they don't realize how big it is, what happens up there, and how difficult it is. And if you talk to somebody about walking in space, they don't realize how challenging it is. So you see this movie, and you see it's amazingly frustrating and difficult. And it took NASA 20 years to get that right. So I think it's a, besides the fact it's just a really fun movie to go see, I really like the fact that it's getting people sort of amped up about it again and thinking, well, maybe this is important after all.
Yeah, it fun movie, but how accurate do you think some of it was?
Well, you know, I mean, they clearly, you know, kudos to these guys for making the movie at all. Kudos to them for making a movie where Sandra Bullock, and this, I don't think it's a spoiler, spends well more than half of it talking to herself, pretty much, because she's, you know, out there alone. Kudos all around. Kudos making a movie that still has a space shuttle in it, for God's sake. That doesn't even fly anymore, but they decided, well, better to be historical than fantastic about the future. So they worked very carefully to get things right. The zero-G stuff was excellent. They didn't use that zero-G plane that they used in Apollo 13 that actually makes you weightless for short periods of time. They did all that with green screen and wire rigs and a special rig that Sandra Bullock was strapped to, so...
America Tonight Style with me, Kate Delaney, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Man, over the weekend, I flipped on Saturday Night Live because I thought for sure they were going to do something about the website, and I don't really watch it anymore, but I wanted to see that first skit, and it really nailed Kathleen Sebelius, and there were some pretty, I had some pretty good belly laughs, so I thought, we'd let you hear it. It's a couple of minutes. Relax. Check it out. Let's roll it. All right. We're having a... I think we're having a slight technical problem back at the other ranch because perhaps the Obama people are listening to the show. And maybe they don't want us to roll it, but I think we have it. I think we got it. Here we go.
Now, a message from the Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello there. I'm Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health under President Obama. Now, a lot of folks have been talking about our new healthcare enrollment website, how it's been crashing and freezing and shutting down and stalling and not working and breaking and sucking. Well, tonight, I have a number of friendly tips to help you deal with those technical problems. For example, have you tried restarting your computer? Sometimes it helps to turn the computer off and then turn it back on. We don't know why, it just does. If our website still isn't loading properly, we're probably just overloaded with traffic. Millions of Americans are visiting healthcare.gov, which is great news. Unfortunately, the site was only designed to handle 6 users at a time. So if you're in a rush, consider using our low-res website with simpler fonts and graphics. Nice. Or if the regular English site isn't working, try signing up in a different language, like, say, Icelandic. And then choose one of 4 simple plans, Fjordflug, Hugelhofer, Trollish, or High Five. Now that's fun. And if our site keeps freezing, we've also provided links to other helpful websites, such as kayak.com, where you can purchase airline tickets to Canada and buy cheaper prescription drugs. Or how about BitTorrent, where you can download pirated copies of healthcare-related movies like Patch Adams. We also have links to a number of doctor-themed pornographic websites that should help you pass the time. Sites like Doctors Without Boundaries, Bang Ambulance, WebMDD, and Blue Cross Blue Ball. Still need guidance? Consult healthcare.gov's frequently asked questions for topics like, what the hell? How have I been on the same page for 3 hours? Does Obamacare cover mental health issues caused by using this website? And our most frequently asked question, who the government? Or you can contact us by mail. Just send a postcard with the word HELP to the U.S. government. Attention, Internet Problems, Washington, D.C. And in 6 to 8 weeks, you'll receive an informational brochure along with a trial version of Encarta Encyclopedia, plus 1,000 free hours of AOL. Just don't install any of these programs while our website is running, or it will cause an actual fire. So enjoy your new healthcare system, America. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Oh, look at that! We're already up to 3 likes. And I like that enthusiasm. IT, can we get someone from IT in here? No problem. Forgot the most important thing of all. Whatever happens, do not or you will die. Thank you for listening. And live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
All right, so you got the gist of that. Obviously, it was very easy for comedians to rip on the website, without a doubt, because there were so many problems. Everything that was in that skit was what's happened to people. They can't log on. They're waiting. They're getting tossed around, all that kind of stuff. And because they don't want to be fined, they go to healthcare.gov and they try to figure out how to maneuver around what they have to do if they haven't had healthcare coverage or they're looking for healthcare coverage or whatever it might be. But the big bombshell that was dropped, I think, on Monday is the fact that the White House spokesman, Jay Carney, admitted some Americans won't be able to hold on to their current health care plans under Obamacare, even though in 2009, because one of the things that so many people were worried about is if they liked what they were on, that they were going to have to lose it. And he said, if you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period. I mean, I can't tell you how many times he said that. We all remember that. So the problem is now people are realizing they can't keep their health care plan. And this started to come out that 50 to maybe 80% of the people with individual insurance policies could expect that they're going to be canceled. You're just going to get a notice. Your policy is canceled because you don't meet the minimum standards of coverage. So the cost of the new policies for some people are going to skyrocket. That's what's going to happen. And some people will fall into that category. The vast majority of Americans who thought they were going to be able to keep their health insurance plans now are finding out that they can't keep them, and they're really, really upset. When you double the deductibles, when you have that kind of stuff happening to you, that's more money out of your pocket. How did that happen? Wait a second. You were paying for insurance. It was all good. And now you're getting hoodwinked because you never thought you were going to lose the quality, the where you're comfortable, the doctors, all that kind of stuff. And now you're going to lose it, or you're going to pay a lot more for it, because the new requirements have led to the insurance companies jacking up the premiums in some cases dramatically. Dramatically. So it depends on where you're at as to whether or not this model is going to get you really badly, where you lose a doctor, have your deductibles and your premiums skyrocket. So this whole idea is, if you didn't like your plan, you can keep, you know, if you didn't like the plan they were going to shove you into, you could keep it, is not true at all. So the promise of having it has not been kept. And the government knew it wasn't true, because in the regulations from July 2010 law, there was an estimate that because of normal turnover in individual insurance markets, 40, this is how they knew, 40 to 67% of customers wouldn't be able to keep their policy. Wouldn't be able to keep it. So they knew that was already in there. So that means 80, perhaps up to 80% in the individual market won't be able to do that. And they'll have to change. Somebody who is paying $228 monthly for a premium may see that go up to almost $500. And then what's the deductible and everything else in between? So, needless to say, a lot of people now are talking about health care. They're unhappy. They're confused. And they're trying to figure out ways to have to pay so much more for the coverage that they already had, that they liked, that is changing on them. And if they don't qualify for anything else, because you got to qualify, it's not that you can pick the cheapest one on the market. If you don't qualify for it, you qualify for something higher, you've got to pay the higher amount. You got to pay the higher premium, in other words. And it's always about premiums. People look at their premiums. What am I going to have to pay? Can I afford it? What does it mean? What does it cover? What is the deductible on this? That's where it's at for almost everybody. When they're looking around, that's one of the key things that they'll be looking at. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we got a great re-rack for you, because a lot of people were talking about mortgages. And on this show, occasionally we have people on to talk about crazy things that have happened, crazy and sometimes positive things that have happened in the housing market. What do you have to look out for? What happens if you have to refi? Or what happens if you want to refi? What happens if you're looking for a different way to modify your mortgage? Good guest coming up talking about that very thing next here on America Tonight.
Hi. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
In a situation, I know this actually happened to me, where you got the house, finally, you found the one, you're going for the mortgage, and it looks like everything's fine, not a problem, and this could be a refi, or just straight up it's the flat mortgage on it, or whatever it might be, and you took forever, because the paperwork is nightmarish. I hate paperwork, period, and I remember all too well going through that period. And then you get a call from the bank and they say, it's missing. It almost sounds like when people say they didn't get your phone call or your text, even though you definitely know it went through. It feels like that when the bank says it. So what's the deal on this? In It's Your Business, I thought it would be fun to have mortgage specialist Mick Barron join us here on America Tonight. Mick, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, so here's the deal. I mean, you know this. You've got a website, howtomodify.com, and that's happening a lot, the refis and all that kind of stuff and changes. So what is it? Is it our fault? Is it something stupid a lot of times you miss on the paperwork? Or what are the mistakes that get people into the situation where things are missing or the paperwork's missing, or what is it?
Well, when you talk about home loan modifications, that's this person that has an existing loan that for some reason experienced a hardship and needs some assistance. The banks really require a lot of information. The information has to be there. Banks are looking at everything. They're dotting their I's, crossing their T's. New regulations have come into play, 2014. It's not as easy like it used to be. A lot of people are still, you know, back 5 years ago when loans were much easier to get. Now it's qualification. It's all about qualification. But the great thing about a loan modification, it's basically a financial need. You don't have to have great credit. If you're talking about a new loan, you know, the mortgage originator that's assisting you should be able to walk you through everything you will need and get everything for the bank. Now, like anything else, there's very good people in the business, and there's people that maybe need a little bit more training, let's say. Let's be nice. Okay, so, but as far as, like, the home loan modification, we created a software to help people get through those challenges. In other words, we try to give you all the information that you need so the bank will not say no to your home loan modification.
Yeah, and I mean, and nobody wants to go through that. Like I said, it's just, it is what it is. It's, there's reams of paperwork and you want to get it done, and that's the bottom line. So typically, you've been in this game for a while. How long does a mortgage application take from start to finish to get done?
4 to 6 weeks for a home loan application that's brand new. A modification can take anywhere between 30 days to 6 months. And if you go past 6 months, something is wrong.
Yeah, so if you hit that six-month period, that's when you, actually maybe even before that, do you start calling? Do you start calling your mortgage broker or the people helping you?
Well, if you're doing a brand new home loan, you should be in touch with your mortgage broker every few days. If you're doing a modification, you should be calling the bank once a week.
Yeah. As you keep mentioning, you know, the modification thing, are a lot of people doing modification? Is that coming up a lot?
Yeah, it's really a trend now because there's, you know, a lot of people are still in trouble out there. And especially since we just had, you know, the numbers come out, it looks like 27% of people are still underwater. They owe more than what their home is worth. We've had a little bit of a setback with the economy. So yeah, it's still very popular. We're still getting a lot of clients to the site. We're still helping a lot of people. The banks tell me I have a 3 to 4 year backlog.
Wow, 3 to 4 years. That seems like a long time to me, but yeah, that means that, like you said, that means that people are certainly still in trouble. No question about it. Are there? You just gave us that timeline. So if we see commercials or somebody said they read something somewhere about how long it should take, and it should take 30 days. If it's a Speedy Gonzales type deal, if the company's saying they can get it done lickety split, should you be concerned?
I think they need to be concerned on the modification side because they're going to get less hand-holding there. The modification side, I've not seen anybody go faster than 30 days, and I've seen a lot of people who come to us who have been in modification for 2 years. And if you're in modification for 2 years, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so you have to look at that for sure. And we mentioned this when we're talking about it, but some of the biggest problems, and not a straight-up home loan like we're mentioning, like if you're talking about the first time or second time or whatever, specifically in the modification process, since so many people, as you said, are underwater still 27% and they're going through this, what seems to be the biggest problem in completing it, in completing the whole process? What are the things they need to avoid?
Well, they have to give the bank all the information, and believe me, the bank requires a lot of information for a modification. But the nice thing about the modification, the credit is not a priority. So if you miss 2 or 3 payments and your credit is suffering, you're below 650, maybe even below 550, it doesn't really matter at that point. The bank is looking at the total picture here. How can they help you? And the banks do want to help, but one of the things that they really don't get, and that's something we do at How to Modify, is they don't get personal service. We have a lot of people in the modification business that are working for the banks, and they have 300 files on their desk. So you really have to stay on top of your own file. It's self-responsibility. I have some clients that come to us that have been unsuccessful, tried 5 times to get a home loan modification. They come to our website, and they fill out the paperwork, they submit it to the bank, and they get the modification. The difference is we don't let you complete your self-help software program until you're completely finished. You can't print anything out. So we don't let you make mistakes so the banks can set on those mistakes and then disqualify you because you haven't responded.
Yeah. And, again, we're talking with Mick Barron. And, Mick, you know what you're talking about because from what I understand in your background, I was talking to someone today about this, that you invested in the real estate market. You did well with your engineering background, and you were able to invest in real estate. And then you went through the housing bust. As you were getting those properties and feeling really good about it, when the housing bust happened, what did that feel like to you?
Oh, I think it feels like everyone. It was a terrible experience. I mean, you know, all my education that I had, all the family that I, you know, it always said, buy real estate.
Yeah.
And it was a very good hobby. It was a great business for me. And we were making a lot of money, my wife and I. And then all of a sudden it just ended. And it was a very quick stop. It wasn't like we were warned. And so that's how this business really started, is we started helping people after we were successful with our own situation, and it just grew and grew. And then finally we decided we had to give an affordable solution to somebody, because attorneys were charging, you know, $6,000, $10,000, and we had several clients coming to us, you know, they couldn't afford those type fees. So we created a self-help software program for $299. They go online, it educates them, tells them what they need to do, and they're in control of their own destiny. So you're not paying a large firm that's not going to call you. You're going to get updates weekly. You're going to do it yourself. You're going to know what's going on.
So when it happened to you, and you were and you guys were stunned by it, and you realized you got to educate yourself and you got to figure it out, what was the toughest part? Because we've talked about this throughout this conversation here on how to modify. What was the toughest thing for you to figure out when you were pulling yourself out of the real estate bomb?
Well, as an engineer, I'm a systematic guy. I have a system for everything. And the toughest part was dealing with the banks, because they had no system. It was total confusion. I mean, you can talk to, even today, you can call up a bank, talk to the modification department, ask a question, and you're going to get a different answer from two or three different people. So you really have to understand what's going on. How to modify, that's what we did. We took all the experts, we put it together. That's how I started achieving success, because like everybody, I had some failures. In other words, my first two or three times, I failed miserably, but then I figured out how to make this work, and that's when we started achieving success.
Did you, after investing in the real estate, doing this modification, getting back into more security from the money that you had spent out, would you still tell people, hey, listen, the economy, some people are still underwater and the economy is sluggish in some areas, but would you still say, like what you heard from your family, what I heard from my family, what we always hear, land is a precious commodity and you should invest in real estate. Would you still say you should invest in real estate?
I think you have to be more cautious than before, because I think in the past, historically, except for, you know, a few different times, very small time frames, when you invested in real estate, it may have gone down a little, but, you know, you're looking at, in some cases, I've seen real estate go down by 50%. Gentleman that came to us, he had paid $200,000 for a lot in West Palm Beach. A year ago, it was only worth $18,000. So what I tell people is, I think right now is a good time to sell real estate, but there's a limited supply of real estate out there, so the prices are high. Now, the mortgage companies have just reported that 27% of the mortgage originations have disappeared. In other words, they're laying off people, it's in the news, et cetera, the banks are not doing as many mortgages as they used to. So that tells me eventually the supply will increase and the buyers will decrease. So short term, the next 6-7 months, I'm not really sure if it's a good time to buy real estate. I would sit back if it were me, and that's what I'm actually doing for myself, looking at the real estate market and go wait the spring before I start purchasing any type of investment property.
All right, some good advice. Mick Barron, president and founder of howtomodify.com. Check it out there. It'll answer more questions certainly for you. Mick, thanks.
Thank you.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.